following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by the New York City Guitar School. Yes, you want to learn how to play guitar, and you can. You can certainly do so, and you can do so online in a really cool, kind of a convenient and fun way to do so. They're on your computer in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to drive to your teacher. You don't have to pay outlandish amounts of money. You can learn at your own pace. That's the cool thing about it. If you don't feel like playing today, you know, pick it up the next day. You can do it right there. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and check out where it says, guitar lessons. And here's the thing. There's a free study available right now when you go to their website and take a look at it and see if this course is even right for you. Check it out. It's free. It doesn't cost you a damn thing. And if you want to get into it, there's a ton of things that you can learn. Look for the banner ad at radio-memphis.com that says guitar lessons. Get in on it and go learn to play the guitar. You've always wanted to, you know, and now here's your chance to become the next greatest thing, courtesy of the New York City Guitar School. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. This particular episode is episode, 125, I think, is where we're at here. And there's nothing really remarkable about that particular thing, because, I mean, we're, a year and a half in this deal, roughly. Next month will be a year and a half in. And we've done some great stuff with this show. We've had a lot of fun. We continue to do so. I enjoy doing it all the time and or as often as we can. We've added the whole element of video right there on YouTube. So that's a fun thing. Now, last week, I know it was a little tough. It was a little tough to watch because the autofocus on the damn camera, it kept going in and out and in. And I fixed that. I turned it off. See, that's what you got to do. It looked like a bunch of drunks were running this thing, which may well have been. Is the case I'm getting at. So, such as that. If you are discovering this on YouTube and realize that this may be something you might want to hear more of, you can find this show in all sorts of places. And what you won't get in this video, there's some really cool stuff that's happening on the audio only, including music in this program from some really cool guys. La Pistola will be performing a little bit later on during the audio version of this show. Great tune, and they're a lot of fun. It's good. We're good. We're glad to have them aboard. I wanted to, by the time this show comes out, I'm referring to Radio Memphis. Those of you that are not hip to it, it's an internet radio station online, radio-memphis.com. It was started 5 years ago. April of 2011 is when the idea came to me. And over the course of that month of May and June, we put it together. We got it on the air. We did a lot of testing. We went public with it. And its very first live broadcast occurred on the first day of July of 2011. And that makes it our fifth anniversary. July 2nd, of course, the big throwdown at Radio Memphis. Now, keep in mind, the date that I'm taping this is long before that, so I have no idea what happened. There may have been complete murder and mayhem in there. I don't know. We don't know what happened. I'm sure it went fine. So I know it's kind of weird to talk of it in those aspects, but no, it was a good time, and it's just celebrating 5 years of being on the air, not just in Memphis but all over the world. And we could not have been happier. And what prompted me to kind of get into that, not only is the fact that 5 years is a pretty good milestone, which, by the way, the hashtag for this is We Got Wood. The reason being is that wood is the traditional gift you would give on the fifth anniversary. I wasn't hip to that, but the ladies at the studio, they knew it. Of course they did. And they let me know about all that. So we had some fun with that. And thus it is, we got wood. And it worked out fine. So, nonetheless, 5 years is a pretty good benchmark for it being a small operation. As it is, it is a small business. Focuses on Memphis and Mid-South music, which is obviously quite tremendous and has its own draw all around the planet. And the fact that we do things, unlike this show, everything we do over there is live. We don't run any taped programming. We refuse to do that. The only there is one minor exception to that. That's our news that comes in every hour. And that's of course it is, because it we're not going to be on their schedule. They're not going to be on our schedule. So it just works out. And it's only 30. It's the shortest is 30 seconds. The longest is 3 minutes. But that does not make for a program. OK, a program is somebody sitting in there for several hours, spinning the music for you and talking about whatever's happening out there. So such as it is. But in those 5 years, we've come a long way. This particular show from Radioland is taped in Studio A. Pirate Radio Studios, if you'll notice, has an S on the end of it. It's plural. I knew that somewhere along the way, there would be more than one studio. And lo and behold, now there's several. Studio A is here. Now, Studio A is where the original radio station was built. I'm seated at the actual spot where it really kind of came together, the engineering behind it. And those of you that are looking on camera, back over here to my left, over here is the actual broadcast bench. It's now a workbench I use to fix shit around the house, work on electronics or whatever the hell I'm working on, building computers, you know, that kind of thing. And but that used to be the actual broadcast broadcast spot. And then about 3 years into the history of the radio station, we got fortunate and were able to move into the Emmons building in the hub of the city, right there in the central part of Memphis. And we couldn't have been happier. It worked out beautifully because it was time to get the thing out of the house. You know, it was time to go. It was kicking the kids out. It was, you know, go out and be on your own. And it has been an absolutely stellar move. And we've got even more things that are happening along the way. Now, back to the move. We move into this new facility. And now we've moved the station out of here. So it's in Studio B, as in Bravo. It's in the second line there. So Studio B is the new studio. And it's going to be that way for quite some time, hopefully. And now there's a third studio. There's Studio C, which is actually a large room. It's a large tracking room that our recording facility is taking place. Well, you didn't record. You said you weren't going to record programming. I'm not recording programming in there. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be recording bands and musicians and things of that nature. There will be some big announcements on that coming soon. Pretty much. Well, there'll be more to it than what I just laid out there for you, but that's the deal. That's what's happening. It's all there. Three studios: A, B, and C. A for the podcast, B for the live broadcast, C to make the next hit record. Hey, man, whatever works, and that's how we wanted to build it. And I'd always envisioned that there would be a radio station attached to a recording studio. It just makes perfect sense that we do it that way. The reason being, pardon me for bumping things. The reason being is that we have to build it this way. There's too much tremendous music in and around this area and all around, well, at least all around the city. And sometimes it gets hard for musicians to get in and get it recorded and things like that. So we've worked out an arrangement to make that happen and to make it a really cool a chance for anybody to come in there and lay down a record. And there's the radio station right there. You know, back in the old days, after you made a record, you'd have to, you know, schlep it over to a radio station and talk to the program director and make it all happen and all this other stuff. And he might put it on the air. If it's a decent enough recording, it's going to wind up on the air at Radio Memphis. That's all there is to it. It's just that simple. So yes, that is happening. So 5 years in, what have we learned? You know, we've learned that it's a lot of work. there's an amazing amount of work in there. But we've also met some really, really cool and groovy people throughout that time, and that we've become some very good lifelong friends with. There have been some that have come and gone through us that not so much, and it happens. It's the way it goes. And you know, you just keep going on. You keep doing what you do. It's like anything else in life. You know, things come, things go. People come, people go. And that's certainly, we're not the exception to that rule at all. And we're fortunate right now that we have a very good crew of folk that have been with us through our really weird times of moving and getting it going. So it's worked out. I couldn't be more happy about it. And along the same lines, you know, this show here from Radioland, we've done 124 of these episodes. This is 125. And I was sitting here going through some of the old files, and I pulled up the first episode, and it seems like it was such a long time ago. And it, frankly, it wasn't. It was only 124 weeks ago, and it's not that long ago. And I went back and I listened to it. Now, we've made a lot of changes to this show. And if you're new to this show, I know there's been I've gotten some messages from a few folks that have said that they've been binge listening, if you will, trying to catch up on everything that's out there. You know, I'd almost suggest that nearly the first year. Well, the first year was interesting because it allowed me the opportunity to get a few things off my chest about my time in corporate radio, corporate driven AM FM radio. And there are some stories to be found. Look for the if you want to find it, just search for "Exiled to Radioland," and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's there's three episodes there that deals with some very very specific things of which I don't want to really get into now. Those were recorded here in Studio A, and there was a long time ago. And I didn't listen to those, but I went even further back. I heard the first episode, and it was Jeff Janovitz and I. And by God, we ran our mouths for, I guess, nearly an hour and a half. And the setup of it was pretty basic, was that I'd never done one of these types of shows before, a podcast. So I thought, well, let's just turn the mics on, see what happens, and we'll go from there. And I wound up using every bit of it. Granted, it's a long show. Now, I mean, we've changed the show so much, in that time. We've tightened up the production of it some. It's still... But there's an essence here that still remains, and the fact is that it's unscripted. B, I have like a I do keep a couple of notes here, like what the band is that's going to be playing, and there may be something I want to make sure I get to, aside from and production dates and things like that. But aside from that, I don't keep scripted notes. I don't publish any of that stuff. It's just here. We lay it bare for you, the consumer, to take in and deal with. And here's the thing about that, and I've always worked best unscripted in an ad lib fashion. What comes to mind, it happens. It's a very free associative thought type thing, and I never really know where I'm going to wind up at the end of this show. I do have a clock over here that I'm watching as we're recording here, and making sure some of my other systems are working over here, some of the stuff that's not on camera. And then, of course, I've got the camera there. And, you know, as such, that's basically it. And we just go with it. And I don't really cut anything out of it. And I don't go back and add anything to it. If I fuck something up, I fuck something up. And that's just the way it goes. And as over the 124 weeks we've done this, we've encountered a few changes. And one such change was not being so damn long. You know, most of these shows involve me alone in the studio, which is a good place to be for me, actually. I enjoy it here. It's nice. I'm in touch with the world right here. I can hear the world. The world can hear me. And away we go. And out of that came the notion that we just really needed to condense this thing. You know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I know there's some shows out there that go that long. Mark Maron's show can be rather long. Most of you people that listen to this show, we've learned, tend to listen in a commute type fashion, and it's short enough that if you want more, there's plenty of other episodes to go and get. So when it's just me in here, I'm only going to do about a half an hour tops. It may go a little longer. I don't run it that tight. I don't run it down to the screws like some shows would have you think, or what they do. I just go until I reach my end of my time. Play a tune, and we hit a couple of sponsors, and away we go, and such as that. Now, when we have a guest, which does happen, and we will do that, and we'll videotape it as well, that goes a little longer. It actually about doubles the time, maybe not quite double, about 45 minutes or so, and then the music, and so it, you know, we try and shoot for about that hour mark. I don't really want to go much longer than that. And I know that's, well, you know, Rick, you got some shows up there that are a lot longer, you know, some stuff you've taken off the air and stuff. Yeah, well, that's different, you know. And those shows that I've pulled from, you know, our air checking system, those I do edit just for the sake of time, not for content. So that does sort of confuse matters. But shows like this where I'm just sitting down here, just you and me, and we're having a chat about this free associative business that comes to my head, that's only going to be the way that it is. You know, looking at the clock here, I see that we're about halfway through this. Isn't that something? See, and that's something I've learned about doing this show, is that sometimes, you know, it's like, well, what the hell what can you possibly discuss for an hour? What could you possibly talk about for 2 hours? You know, when you're alone, yeah, you probably could. Or like a lot of shows, it's a couple of guys, they're sitting around, they're drinking, they're having fun, and they're talking about stuff. They're making a lot of inside jokes with each other, which makes absolutely no sense. And it gets to be kind of a grind to listen to, and not a fan. So, yeah, condensing it made it easier. And being able to sit here and work on a topic with you for this amount of time just seems about right, and that's good. And because, look, I mean, let's be honest here, time is a very precious commodity for everybody. We only have so much of it in this world. It's depressing, I know, to even think about that, and I don't mean to be morbid, but I understand the value of that time. It's not a time is money thing. We've all heard that. Time is money. Yeah, there's that, but the bottom line is that you, taking roughly a half hour out of your time to devote to listening to this or watching this or however it is that you consume this, that means a great deal to me. And that's something I think a lot of people in this business, a lot of broadcasters, especially, that when they're on the air for long periods of time and they're live and they're doing their thing, and they, you know, the listeners come and they go, you know, because we're there, you know, but the people that come in and devote that time that they're going to invest into what, you know, what they're consuming is a very, very precious thing that I think most broadcasters tend to not necessarily take for granted, but it's sort of, they don't think about that. They don't think about how important that really is and how that really matters to people. You know, as I said, time is very precious, and it's quality time. And so we try and maximize our time as people. If we're driving, let's say you have a half hour commute to get to where it is that you're going. Well, you could be driving along and you've got the show on and you're listening to that, and that's great. Now you're doing two things at one time, so I don't feel so bad about taking the time. As such, I know there are people that that will sometimes just sit and consume this thing in the quiet solitude of their own environment, doing nothing else but listening to this, and that is really precious time, and I am so thankful for that, and I'm so appreciative of that. So, you know, I always want to make sure that it's understood that the audience, in this case my audience here, understand exactly that I am incredibly thankful and incredibly overwhelmed by that, and some of the kindness that has come my way as such is just quite remarkable. It's what keeps this thing going. It makes it worthwhile, because there's been times, and I think we're going to get into it at another point, but there are times when I do wonder, are we making an impact with this? Is it amusing enough? And then I go back and I look at the numbers, and I don't dwell on it. A lot of podcasters and broadcasters spend a lot of time just picking through the detritus of data that is there to try and assemble some type of a package of understanding of what it is that they're, what impact that they're trying to have. And they do that for a couple of reasons. One, for their own ego. That's typically the way that works. And second, it's done so you can report back to an advertiser and say, well, we've got this number of folks and they listen at this time and that time. And such as it is, you keep right on rocking and rolling. Now, I only spot check the numbers to make sure that everything is running smoothly. And when I do that, I notice that we've got a substantial number of listeners. And it's what's remarkable to me about it is that we've done zero marketing for this show. Zero. Nothing. Squat, zilch, nada. And imagine what we could do if we did. imagine how much bigger it is, because it's a big show now. I mean, good God Almighty, on any average week, I mean, there's people in 100 in for this show, it's like 120 countries. For the radio station, it's 160 or something, some ludicrous number. And there's tens of thousands of people that are listening at any given point. And then on the radio station and on this thing, it's like hundreds of thousands of people are downloading this and listening to it. And that's a pretty pretty impactful thing. It's very powerful, at least to me it is. And as a broadcaster, I feel obligated to at least take a moment to address that. I understand that you have invested that time in it, and I could not be happier. Having said that, if you would do me a favor, here I am, I'm building you up, and then I'm going to turn you down and say, hey, do me a favor, seriously, share the show. That's really all I ask you to do. You know, if you see this on Facebook, if you follow me there, or if you follow the radio station, just share the post. If you found it at radio-memphis.com, there's a share button there. Do that. If you found it in any other aspect, fashion, manner, however it is, you want, please just tell some other folks about it. That helps us out. There is an anomaly, though, that I have learned, and because the podcasting world is still sort of new and it's in its kind of a bizarre infancy state, there's a really unique phenomena that we're right in the middle of right now, and it's seasonal. It happens. This happens. It's cyclic. It happens all the time. The months of June, July, and August, the numbers, the download numbers, tend to drip. Because the drip on the air, they tend to dip. They tend to drop out. It happens in television. It happens in radio. It happens in a lot of places. People just aren't consuming so much digital media between the three summer months, June, July, and August. A lot of it is attributed, of course, to outdoor activities. People are doing things. They're going places. They're hanging out with the kids. The kids are out of school. They're going to movies. They're doing that kind of stuff. They're going on vacation. They're going to the beach. They're spending some time at the lake. They're going to see in-laws and outlaws and hanging out with kids and cats and grandmas. Well, that almost rhymed. It kind of did, really. The idea that those 3 months kind of dips down a little bit. So we've only been doing this show now for a year and a half, 2 years. No, it's over 2 years now. So the idea here that we've seen this in our own numbers is really quite interesting. It's quite fascinating. So it's kind of cool to understand how that is. Now I know that back in the fall things get back to normal. So what I have to do, which sounds silly, and a lot of broadcasters, a lot of professional broadcasters, such as myself, mind you, because I am a professional broadcaster. I've been doing this for 30 years. What I should be doing is creating more compelling content for you to come around in the summer months. There again, the real... But see, the dip of the numbers is not that substantial. It's not huge. It's enough that I can see it, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. It's not like, oh, my God, they've abandoned the show. No, it's nothing like that. It's just a little bit of a dip, and it's totally understandable. You know, you gotta go out, you gotta do the things that you gotta do. So, you know, yeah, there's some interesting things about that. And in going back and listening to, you know, snippets and clips of what we've done in the history of this show and seeing how we've shaped this program over the time has been really, really kind of interesting to me. I've been fascinated. There are podcasters out there that will do things like carry what they call a clip show, where they go back into their old archives and they pull segments and then they build an episode out of it and play that. I don't like that idea, quite frankly, because it seems like you're sort of phoning it in at that point. If you've said everything that needs to be said, then why are you still doing the show? Or you just don't feel like cutting a show, you don't feel like sitting down and recording one, then it becomes a problem. And such, it goes back to you just phoning it in. That's cheap. Don't do that. That's not a good thing. So you won't get that from me. Besides, it's already there. You can always go back and you can listen to it at any point in time and go far back as you want to or as little as you want to and enjoy. It's all there. It's all in the permanent record. So such as it is. The host of this whole thing, the place where we actually host all the episodes, is Podbean. Podbean, and they don't give me any money for mentioning. In fact, I give them money. This show is not free to do. It's cheap, but it ain't free. And all of this is free, minus the advertisements that you see and hear and experience, and that's just the way it goes. But Podbean has every single episode there on the page that this show is based in, and it's pretty simple. It's under my name, rickchetter.podbean.com. RICCHETTER.podbean.com. You can go back and look at all of them. Another place you can do that is my blog spot, which is basically the same thing, rickchetter.blogspot.com. There's usually some other written notes or perhaps some other interesting groovy stuff that can be found there. And then, of course, since we started posting this show on our website at Radio Memphis, it's radio-memphis.com, and they all point back to the same place. And so, you know, there's a ton of places to find it. So if you really want to research it, you know, you can. So it's just that simple. And I'll say it once again, and then I'll shut up about it for now. Out of 125 weeks of this show, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for finding it. And thank you for sharing this show to the fans out there. We've seen the numbers come up. We've seen your efforts. And I'm deeply appreciative. Those of you that have discovered Radio Memphis, I have a morning show there weekdays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know the time doesn't necessarily make it a morning show, but it's morning enough for me. And Kate Lucas and I have been doing that show now for a little over a year, and we're having a ball with it. Oh God, it's, you know, year and a half now. We're having a great time with that. And in the 5 years this radio station has been on, we have done some remarkable things. And here's to hopefully another five more. We just keep going. That's all we're going to do. That's all we know how to do. So if you've not discovered it, I urge you to give it a listen. Radio-Memphis.com. If you're listening to this show on TuneIn, it's also there, and it's broadcasting live right now. Now, you can hear some pretty groovy music from Memphis. So take a look at it. We're everywhere. We're in your face. Or you can shut us off. The option is up to you. Either way, first and foremost, and most importantly, thank you for tuning in.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
The Netflix and chill thing. Close. Bring that person over to your home, which has been properly cleaned, mind you, because nobody, it's not just women, it's men too, they don't want to go to the room of the nasty smells and deal with that. If it's nasty, clean it up. Why do I feel like I'm having a lecture here? But that's what it's turning into, because we see this all the time. And then, you know, you got your date over and you can say, look, I'm going to cook some steaks. And so I picked up a couple of steaks. Don't buy a steak from a goddamn grocery store either. Act like an adult, and go to a butcher shop and get it done right. And you're getting classy. See, then go to a proper liquor store and talk to a sommelier. Talk to the guy behind the counter about wines and learn how to pair a nice wine with a piece of steak.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or tune in. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You need a lava lamp. You need some other stuff too, but you need a lava lamp. If you're looking to get lucky at home, a lava lamp will help you do that. Trust me on this. There's something hypnotic and rather seductive about looking into the gentle, slow movements of a lava lamp. You can get one at a place here in town called Wizards. They've been a Memphis staple for many, many years. You can find them if you're in town, 1999 Madison Avenue. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can step in there. You can take a look at the lamps that they have. Or you can go online. You can find their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Click on it. It'll take you to their very safe and secure place online to buy and enjoy the products that they have. It's not just lava lamps. It's an alternative smoke shop. Been around for a long time. They got some really cool T-shirts and hats and alternative clothing and toys, adult novelties, candles, incense, you name it. They've got it. It's a cool spot. So take a look at them and help support them. It's Wizards, because it's still smoking. All right, kids, it's time to get into a little bit of music. This is a relatively new band here in the Memphis, Mid-South area. I've known every one of these guys separately. Now that they're all together, they're doing their thing. They're playing some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Hell yes. Ladies and gentlemen, performing the song Whiskey, this is La Pistola. We'll be right back. That's the band La Pistola, the song Whiskey. You can hear it at Radio Memphis. You can catch it all the time. We don't play. Yeah, that's all we do. We take Wednesdays and we play that song over and over again for 24 hours. No, we don't do that. You can call in and request it if you'd like, just be listening. It'll probably show up at some point. Great tune, great record. Go get it. La Pistola. Lots of fun. Great guys. Great sound from that band, and we certainly hope you enjoyed that. All right, kids, that's it for me. I've got to get out of here. I got things to do. I got places to be, people to go screw with. I got trouble to get into. I got a lot going on. So there you go. You've heard what's coming up next time. There's a ton of stuff along the way. Plus, if you like what you hear on this time out, do me a favor, share the show. We're available in a ton of places. Also, we're available in the Google Play Store. That's right. If you've got an Android device and you're not quite sure, what podcasts are out there, go to Google Play and take a look at them. Also, Stitcher and Player.fm and Blueberry, we're over there as well. There's a ton of places. And, of course, our home is radio-memphis.com. You can find us there. All right, kids, I'm done. That's it for me. Thank you for tuning in. As I've said before, can't thank you enough. I know your time is precious, and it means so great much to me to be able to provide this for you. And you're getting this free of charge. Look at it. You can't beat it. If you don't like it, I'll refund your money. It's just that simple. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.